This goes to Jean, J-E-A-N, Baby, B-E-A-T-T-Y-P-A-C. Fax 989-644-3724. And Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, McLean, M like Mary, C, capital C, L-A-I-N, like November. Date of birth, August 26, 1943. Dear Jean and Dr. Kreposman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. McLean with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, history of renal artery stenosis, COPD, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was December 15, 2025. Her weight is stable. She does see Dr. Constantino on a routine basis for evaluation of exercise intolerance in her lower extremities and known peripheral artery disease. It has not gotten any worse within the last year. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She does have mild dyspnea on exertion. That is unchanged. No current cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. She is off Plavix and Singular both. Physical exam, weight is 133 pounds. Pulse is 66. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. And a somewhat prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 14th, 2026. Creatinine stable at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 41. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.7. Intact parathyroid hormone is mildly elevated at 112. Hemoglobin is 12.7, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, COPD without exacerbation. 4, peripheral artery disease, followed by Dr. Constantino. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.